COP30 Climate Doomer Conference kicks off in Brazil. By Christian K. Caruso on November 10, 2025. The United Nations COP30 Climate Doomer Conference officially kicked off Monday in Brazil with the notable absences of top world polluters China and India. President Donald Trump, who has been at the forefront of pushing against the UN's climate agenda, did not send any high-level representative to the gathering. This year's COP sees some 50,000 representatives from over 190 countries gather in the Brazilian city of Belém, Pará, consuming a significant amount of fossil fuel and air travel to condemn non-green energy through a two-week-long agenda addressing climate change, green policies, and other topics related to the Paris Agreement agenda, which President Trump pulled the U.S. out of this year. U.S. Energy Secretary Chris Wright recently described COP30 as harmful and misguided, and as a hoax, suggesting that he may participate in next year's COP just to try and deliver some common sense. The upcoming series of meetings were preceded by a two-day summit hosted by Brazil's radical leftist president Luiz Inácio Lula da Silva, in which Lula and other several leftist presidents, such as Colombia's Gustavo Petro and Chile's outgoing president Gabriel Boric, dedicated time at the podium to lash out against President Trump for standing against the climate alarmism movement. The Brazilian outlet Poder 360 reported that last week's summit had the lowest heads of state turnout in 4 years, with only 18 presidents, 11 prime ministers, the Vatican Secretary of State, and one king traveling. The outlet remarked that the turnout is roughly half the one registered in 2024's COP29 hosted in Baku, Azerbaijan, and less than a quarter from the 139 heads of state that reportedly participated in 2023's COP28, hosted by the United Arab Emirates. Even the BBC called into question the need for a two-week-long world climate gathering if over 160 heads of state skipped out the summit, including President Trump, China's Xi Jinping, and India's Narendra Modi. Breitbart News recently reported that even Bill Gates downgraded the severity of climate change, a notable change after years of continued climate doomerism from the Microsoft co-founder. Creepy billionaire Bill Gates flip-flops on climate. Although the COP yearly gatherings are allegedly intended to present solutions to climate change and pro-environmentalist causes, reports from earlier this year indicate that the Brazilian government decimated thousands of acres of the Amazon rainforest to make way for a highway in Belém for COP30, which President Trump reiterated on Sunday on a Truth Social post. They ripped the hell out of the rainforest of Brazil to build a four-lane highway for environmentalists to travel. It's become a big scandal, President Trump wrote. The Brazilian government's efforts to adequately prepare the city's infrastructure for the event appear to have been insufficient, as numerous outlets reported last week that the city faces severe hotel room shortages, pushing diplomats to stay in love motels. President Lula and his delegation are not staying at a hotel, but rather, on a diesel-powered boat that will reportedly consume at least 4,000 liters of fuel throughout the climate conference.